I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Scientists have said politicians and society must act rapidly to prevent the world experiencing a dangerous rise in temperature. In a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, they've also said massive changes will be needed to keep global warming to below 1.5 degrees Celsius. These include changes to the food we eat, the lives we live, and the way energy is generated. Here's David Shookman.
The obvious question about the report is whether any of its radical suggestions are remotely feasible. The generation of electricity, the powering of transport, the running of industry, all of these, it says, need to go essentially carbon-free within a few short decades. With China, India and others so reliant on coal and other fossil fuels, the idea of such a rapid shift seems implausible. On top of that, President Trump is in the process of withdrawing from the only international agreement on climate change.
The far-right candidate in the Brazilian presidential election has blamed flaws in electronic voting machines for his failure to score an outright victory. Jair Bolsonaro surprised most analysts by taking 46% of the vote in Sunday's opening round, a much higher percentage than had been forecast. Mr. Bolsonaro will now need to beat the left-wing candidate, Fernando Haddad, in a runoff. Mr. Bolsonaro said many problems needed investigation.
There are 3 weeks to go until the second round. We'll go to the Supreme Electoral Tribunal to demand solutions to what's happened. And it was many things, not just a few. I'm certain that if this hadn't happened and we could trust the electronic vote, we would have known the name of the President of the Republic tonight.
The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, has described the exodus of Venezuelans from their country as a monumental crisis. He was speaking during a visit to a border area of neighbouring Colombia, a country that's received about half of the 2 million people who fled Venezuela in the face of a severe economic crisis. The official news agency of North Korea says the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has praised his talks with the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. It said Mr. Kim called the discussions in Pyongyang on Sunday productive and wonderful,